Do you ever wonder which fruits and veggies are okay to buy are non-organic and which ones aren't? Because let's face it, we don't always want to shell out the big bucks for organics, but we don't want to expose ourselves to too many toxins either. Am I right? So, how do we choose when to save and when to splurge? Well, peeps, I've got you covered. Today, we are going to explore exactly that topic. Welcome to episode 57 of Ask Dr. Emily, a podcast where we explore the what, the why, and the how of optimizing health naturally with paleo and low carb eating, intermittent fasting, easy lifestyle hacks, and herbs and supplements. So, how do we know how to best prioritize our spending for organic and non-organic fruits and veggies? Well, every year, the Environmental Working Group, EWG.org, analyzes the latest USDA data on produce and compiles a list called the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. These lists tell us the types of fruits and vegetables that are currently being grown with the most and the least pesticides, and these are intended to help guide your produce purchasing choices. If you want to focus your purchases on organic produce that are only those that are essential to buy organic, then the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 lists are exactly the guides you need. These will show you which produce you should prioritize buying organic from a health perspective this year, though there are environmental and workers' rights reasons to buy organic when you can too. That's a whole nother topic. So, to come up with this year's list, or each year's list, the EWG parses through USDA data on nearly 50,000 samples of the most popular fruits and vegetables. And even after washing, the EWG found that nearly 75% of non-organic fresh produce sold in the United States contain residues of multiple pesticides. To rank each type of produce from clean to dirty, the EWG assigns each one a score based on the percent of tested samples that had detectable pesticides, the percent of samples with two or more detectable pesticides, the average number of pesticides found on a single sample, the average amount of pesticides found per sample, the maximum number of pesticides found on a single sample, and the total number of pesticides found on the crop. All six of these categories are weighted equally in determining the rankings of all the fruits and vegetables on the lists, since they convey different but equally relevant information about pesticide levels on produce. So the Dirty Dozen list tells us which crops are currently showing up with the highest volume and variety of pesticides. And these are the ones that you want to always buy organic this year. So here's the 2023 Dirty Dozen list. And number one is strawberries. Number two, spinach. Number three, kale, collards, and mustard greens. Number four, peaches. Number five, pears. Number six, nectarines. Number seven, apples. Number eight, grapes. Number nine, bell and hot peppers. Number 10, cherries. Number 11, blueberries. And number 12, green beans. Blueberries and green beans are new additions to this year's Dirty Dozen list. Both crops have troubling concentrations of pesticides that can harm the human nervous system. These are called organophosphate insecticides. Tests of 765 non-organic blueberry samples collected in 2020 and 2021 found more than 90% had pesticide residues, up from 81% with detectable residues in 2014. And the EWG found several green bean samples had residues of acephate, a toxic pesticide. In addition, More than 90% of non-organic strawberries, apples, cherries, spinach, nectarines, and grapes sampled this year tested positive for residues of two or more pesticides. And just as a general note, berries are typically going to be on the Dirty Dozen list because they are some of the most heavily sprayed crops, because everybody loves berries, right? Bugs, birds, you name it. So then there's the 2023 Clean 15 list. And as is the case every year, most of the cleanest produce this year has a tough outer peel, husk, or shell that is removed prior to eating. So this helps protect the part we eat from some of the chemicals, right? So it makes sense. Now, obviously, many of the items on this list are foods that I don't generally recommend that you eat much or any of due to other factors such as high carb content or gut-irritating lectins. Corn, I'm looking at you. But that's a whole other kettle of fish. And I know that the reality is that there will be times when many of us will be having some of the foods on this list, even if they're not ideal, because variety is the spice of life, and hey, they're still better for you than flour and sweetener-containing processed foods, right? So for those times when you're not being 100% strict paleo or low carb, it's useful for you to know that all of the following are safe to buy non-organic. Number one, avocados. And those are on every good list, pretty much, except for pure carnivore. Number two, sweet corn. Number three, pineapple. Number four, onions. Number five, papaya. Number six, sweet peas, frozen. Number seven, asparagus. Number eight, honeydew melon. Number nine, kiwi. Number 10, cabbage. Number 11, mushrooms. Number 12, mangoes. Number 13, sweet potatoes. Number 14, watermelon. And number 15, carrots. Now, carrots are a new addition to this year's list, knocking cantaloupe off for the title of purest produce tested. Almost 65% of these fruit and vegetable samples had no detectable pesticide residues after preparation. Avocados and sweet corn samples were the cleanest tested, and less than 2% of them had any detectable pesticides. Summing up, every year, the EWG's Clean 15 and Dirty Dozen lists provide an overview of the fruits and vegetables that contain the most and the least pesticides. These lists can help you decide where it's worth it to spend the extra money on organic produce versus saving your cash for some high-quality pastured meats. All right, well, that's it for today, folks. Until next time, eat well, be well, and enjoy.